473 degrees. Good morning. I'm Lisa Labas with WBEZ News. Parents in Chicago are complaining their school district's spending plan is focusing too much on building new schools and not enough on fixing old ones. At a hearing last night on Chicago's West Side, a lot of parents told officials their schools need things like air conditioners and boilers and new chairs. Chicago Public Schools officials say they're taking careful notes, but they also say a $1 billion improvement plan will help schools in all parts of the city. Chicago is getting its first public law school. The University of Illinois Chicago and John Marshall Law School have agreed to merge. The accreditation process comes next, and if it's approved, the school can start enrolling students in the fall. Northwestern University is laying off about 80 people. It's halting some facility projects to try and cut costs. The school's Board of Trustees approved the university budget for the fiscal year 2019. It begins in September. A university spokesperson says layoffs represent 1% of school staff and no faculty positions have been eliminated. Meantime, an international manufacturing company is moving its U.S. headquarters to the Illinois Institute of Technology on Chicago's South Side. DMG Mori creates machine tools for aerospace and automotives. Officials say the hope is this investment is the beginning of a tech hub on Chicago's South Side. The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency says a large-scale fish kill in a lake in central Illinois was likely not caused by pesticides or contamination. Water samples from Lake Iroquois came back with an acceptable range for contaminants. The IEPA says a phenomenon called lake turnover could have been the cause. In a lake turnover, oxygen levels can rapidly change, and sometimes it kills fish. Time for a look at traffic. Let's head over to Adam Chappelle.
Lisa, watching a crash on the northbound side of the tri-state. This just before you hit the 190 O'Hare ramp. So you'll have to find the left lane blocked because of that. Looking at your travel times, Eden's 15 minutes either way between Lake Hook Road and the Junction, Kennedy a half hour, O'Hare to downtown, 16 minutes in both the locals and express from Montrose, 26 back out to the airport, the inbound side of the Ike, 41 minutes in from Thorndale, 32 out, Stevenson 53 minutes either way between Lakeshore Drive and 355, still have that ramp to Cass blocked on the outbound side from an earlier crash. Dan Ryan, 22 minutes in from 95th, 14 back to the split. Lakeshore Drive, I-57 and the Bishop Ford, all problem-free and delay-free. We're also watching delays on the CTA red and orange lines. Madam Chappelle, WBEZ.
Thank you so much, Adam. Let's look at sports. Cubs hosting the Cardinals this afternoon, 120 at Wrigley Field. Cubs yesterday beat the Cardinals 9-6. The White Sox get back into regular season play. They're in Seattle to play the Mariners tonight at 9:10. Bears have their first practice at training camp today in Bourbonnais, and the Chicago Sky hosting the Dallas Wings at 8 o'clock tonight. A cloudy, breezy day today. 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high near 80. Cloudy and windy tonight. Showers with a low near 65. And rain continuing through the weekend. Saturday, a high of 77 and 75 degrees. On Sunday, partly cloudy skies and a chance of rain each day. 73 degrees.